applications oriented in introduction to digital signal processing, written primarily for electrical engineering undergraduates. Practicing engineers and graduate students may also find it useful as a first step text on the subject. Digital signal processing is everywhere. Today's college students hear DSP all the time in their everyday life. From their CD players to the electronic music synthesizers to the sound cards in their PCs. They hear all about DSP chips, oversampling digital filters, 1-bit A to D, and D to A converters, wavetable sound synthesis, audio effects processors, all digital audio studios. By the time they reach their junior year, they are already very eager to learn more about DSP.
The current trend in teaching communication systems is to study the tools in early chapters and then proceed with the study of two areas of communication. Because too much time is spent beginning and studying the tools without much motivation, there is little time left to study.
The learning of DSP can be made into a rewarding, interesting, and fun experience for the student by weaving into the material several applications, such as the above, that serve as vehicles for teaching the basic DSP concepts while generating and maintaining student interest.
One of the reasons for
this has been the guiding philosophy and objective in writing this text. As a result, the book's emphasis is more on signal processing than discrete time system theory, although the basic principles of the latter are adequately covered. The book teaches by example and takes on a hands-on practical approach that emphasizes the algorithmic, computational, and programming aspects of DSP. It contains a large number of word examples, computer simulations and applications, and several C and MATLAB functions for implementing various DSP operations. The practical slant of the book makes the concepts more concrete.
But present curriculum, with so many competing courses, it is difficult to squeeze in two basic courses of communication area. Some schools are required a course of probability and random process as a prerequisite. In this case, it is possible to cover both areas reasonably well in a one-semester.
The book has been used at the junior and senior level. It is based on a junior level DSP course that I have taught at Rutgers since 1988. The assumed background is only a first course on linear systems. Sections marked with an asterisk are more appropriate for a second or senior elective course on DSP. The rest can be covered at the junior level. The included computer experiments can form the basis of an accompanying DSP lab course, as done at Rutgers. A solutions manual, which also contains the results of the computer experiments, is available from the